Blog Talk Radio.
City. We got a great sports show for you over the next half an hour, 27 minutes live with 15 minutes of overtime, folks. World Series Game 1 going to the Indians, 6-0 over the Cubs as Corey Kluber dominant with the 9 strikeouts. Andrew Miller doing his thing. Cubs made it tough on him, but Andrew Miller still able to just do what he does. I don't know how he does it, but he does. And the Indians get 2 home runs from Perez, their catcher, Roberto Perez, out of all people. And they win the game 6-0. On my other side, the left side, and the biggest Cubs fan I know, I'll break down a little game one here. He is out in Las Vegas. He is the one and only John Gianorio. Good evening, Mr. Gianorio.
Good evening, Mr. Felix. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Just fine and dandy. You know, as can be.
Are you watching the basketball?
I was, and I shut it off. You know, it's just the Golden State Warriors getting exposed by a Spurs team that plays better defense and much having their way. So the last check, they were up by 20 points after three quarters. So not much to say about that. Although, and of course, that fraud, Jay-Z, is at the game with Beyonce. That's the first thing you have to see when they come back from commercial break as they're down by 23. Yeah, what a great
basketball fan. This is kind of an embarrassment getting pounded like this.
You know what? I think it's more of a statement from the Spurs, really. They've got a pretty good team. They still have a pretty good roster. Kawhi Leonard was doing whatever he wanted in the first half, getting rebounds, and Aldridge was having his way too. And they have this guy Simmons who just scored, and it looks like he's got an M1. He had a great block, an unbelievable block. I think I forget which Warrior it was. Maybe it was Curry. It was kind of similar to LeBron's block last year, actually. Unbelievable block, actually. They're just having their way, and it is a 25-point game, and Kevin Durant's learning what it will be like to be a Golden State Warrior, where defense is optional. That's what's going on there. It's 112-87 as we speak. Game one of the World Series was tonight. Albert Bell was not there to throw out the first pitch. I think that it was Kenny Lofton, right? Was they have Lofton and Berger throw out the first pitch, both of them, or is it just one that threw it out that you see?
I don't turn on these games till they start. I can't stand this.
That's right. I forgot. JPD is just about the game. He's like me, actually, in that aspect. But when it comes to, like, the World Series, though, I do like to watch, see which guys think, you know, I don't care about the national anthem. Even though I like, you know, as long as it's sung well, it doesn't take too long. But I like seeing who they bring back, you know, for the games, you know. I like that kind of stuff. That's one thing I really like about baseball, you know. As opposed to the other sports, you know, you can't, you know, you don't have a first pitch, you know, in a hockey playoff game, you know, or a Stanley Cup game. Yeah, you could bring back your legends and you could introduce them during the breaks and stoppages. Or the NBA, you know, you could have your legends that are seen during games cheering on, supporting your team. And the same thing with the NFL. Although the NFL could bring out all their legends for the Super Bowl, for the toss. But to me, baseball, you know, if you have two teams like this, right, two teams that haven't been there in a long time, they're playing for this world championship, I think it's pretty cool to see who throws out the first pitch and which guys they bring back for it. So I like that stuff. But, you know, as far as the game goes, I did not see, you know, the first couple innings. But just listening to it, you could tell Corey Kluber was in control. Corey Kluber, you know, is a former Cy Young Award winner, and he had it going tonight. He struck out 8 batters in the first 3 innings. That's pretty hard to do. But he did. He pitched in the 7th inning. That's right. He pitched 6 scoreless. They brought him out for the 7th. He gave up a base runner on a hit. And then Andrew Miller brought in Andrew Miller for Francota, and it got dicey. It got pretty dicey there. You know, I got to admit that, you know, when you told me, when we found out that Schwarber was coming back for this, I was like, well, you know, well, he could DH. How's he going to look? But Schwarber missed a home run against Kluber. What, did he have one off the wall, I think? And I was listening to that in the 4th inning. And how about that, like, bat that he had there against Andrew Miller, the toughest lefty, and he takes some tough pitches there to draw a walk. That was terrific right there. So you had to like what you saw from Kyle Schwarber, John, in this game, even if it was in defeat.
I did. It was a good showing. He's a solid piggy.
Look, he's going to be a monster. You know, in terms of the offense that he can do, oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that. There's no debate there. They had the bases loaded, did they? And they just couldn't score. They couldn't score. Andrew Miller did his Houdini act there with no outs and bases loaded. He just buckled down. He gets a fly ball to short center. and Rajay Davis, who could have doubled Schwarber off, because Schwarber kind of got caught in the middle thinking maybe it would drop in. Was one, but Rajay is a pretty good defender. He was so focused, right, on getting the out at home, on making sure the guys from third didn't try to score. He didn't realize that he could have doubled off the guy, so he just threw home. It didn't matter because, I mean, Andrew Miller, he's a strikeout pitcher, okay? He's got that dominant slider. Something that Schwarber laid off. A lot of other hitters can't seem to do. Like we saw with Addy Russell, he just couldn't lay off it. It was too tough for him to do, and he struck out. And your veteran catcher, David Ross, in his final year, put together a good at bat. He got ahead 3-1, but then Miller gets that just devastating slider over for a strike, and it was a pitcher's pitch. And yeah, you got to take that pitch there. And David Ross just couldn't hold up. He checked his swing, but it did cross the plate, and that was the end of the inning. And that was really the end of the Cubs, you know, right there. That was their chance right there. That was your crack at it. And I thought you'd have a crack because your lineup is good enough, you know. They're good enough, JPG, to do that, to make relief pitchers, even like Andrew Miller, work. They are good enough. Offense. Ben Zobrist would hit for you. He certainly did his job. He got 3 hits. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's that top of the order. They had a tough night tonight. Fowler did not get on base. Struck out a couple of times. Chris Bryant, the MVP. Well, in waiting, he will be the MVP. As much as I kid about Daniel Murphy. Bryant struck out a couple of times. Did get on base once with a walk. Rizzo was back to being Rizzo from the first, I guess what we should say, the first, like, first few games, the first few, you know, few games of the first like 7 games of the playoffs. He couldn't do anything. Full credit though, right, to Kluber, who he made a lot of good pitches. Actually, I saw the way he tied up Rizzo. That was an excellent pitch right there. That 2-2 pitch that he made, where he got the fastball in. That's the same thing that Kershaw did to MVP Murphy, actually, in that big at bat for the Nets.
MVP Murphy. You had to get that in.
That's the same. Was the same kind of pitch. I knew
you
knew
had
Murphy
to get
was going
to
swing.
MVP Murphy thing.
Yeah, I did. I did, actually. But you know what? When you're a great pitcher and you make a pitch like that and you're popping up, you know, real good hitters, hey, you're hitting your target. And that's what Kluber was able to do. Miller, you could tell from the get-go he wasn't sharp. He did have the 5 days off. But you know what? The Cubs hitters had something to do with that, too. So they did a good job. They worked at bats. They did what they had to do, you know, to make it interesting. You know, Baez got that bloop hit to put the bases loaded. But your guys just couldn't come through there. At the end, they made it work again in the eighth inning. And Miller does what he does. He has not allowed a run yet in the postseason. And he's up to 24 strikeouts, JPG. He's one shy, I think, of the record for postseason performance, which is, I think, Francisco Rodriguez had 25 strikeouts. And Kelvin Herrera also, I think, had 25 for the Royal Crown. So there you go. Volzer too. And as I say that, the Monarchian, they are doing a tribute right now on TNT to Craig Sager, SagersFoundation.org, and people are wearing his shirts. Fans can purchase these t-shirts at www.SagersStrongFoundation.org, and everyone at the scorers table is wearing one. So, Craig Sager, of course, the ongoing battle of cancer. And, God, we sure hope that Craig Sager gets back and is on that sideline again, covering games for TNT. Cancer is just relentless, you know, and unforgiving. But Craig Sager is relentless, too. as we saw in that SB speech that he made in Jimmy Valdano Award. A tremendous speech. And people there are people at this game wearing these really cool, like cartoonist Sager shirts. Very nice. Very nice. So, I would say, yeah, let's get one. I'll definitely get one. The cause for Craig Sager, one of the true guys. A guy that's covered it for 30 years and a guy that I support and anybody would support and be a fan of for his bravery and his heart. By the way, this game, which was 129-7, offensive rebound, Spurs 20, Warriors 8, second chance points, 24-4 in favor of the Spurs. That's basically your difference in the game. I watched a good chunk of the first quarter, you know, as I was flipping between the game and innings. And Durant had a good first quarter with 10 points and I think the 5 rebounds and a couple of blocks. But, you know, I mean, the Golden State Warriors Golden State Warriors are not going to have that much of an interior, as you know. So David West basically playing back to the basket. They don't really have much rim protection, as you know. So, you know, they're going to try to beat you with scoring and with speedball. I mean, Durant, they're going to need Durant to play defense. I mean, he can play defense. And I don't know. I heard Barkley, and I heard, of course, Shaq was wearing the shades in Barkley, and they're saying, well, Golden State's only going to lose 5 games. I don't believe that at all, John. I think that people are going to figure them out. They're not going to lose 6 games. That's not going to happen.
I don't think it's about people figuring them out. I think it's obvious from last year that Curry's not nearly as good as people think.
Well, that might be true. Play them. If you could body them up, slow them down, bang them a little bit, yeah, they're going to win a lot of games. But it wouldn't surprise me if they lost 20 games, to be honest. And over the 82, they might lose more than that. But, you know, I want to get back to this baseball game. Now, you had a really good matchup, actually. Kluber and John Lester. Lester just had trouble in that first inning there. Couldn't get out of it. What did you see from Lester early on?
In the game. I thought he did fine. I mean, that stupid
just not
RBI single that guy had against him was kind of a joke.
Hit by Jose Ramirez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't
happen,
then...
he hit a guy?
Yeah.
For that?
Yep.
Was he a little, just a little off a little bit? His control? A little bit in that early going? Maybe?
Yeah, he walked a couple guys, but I mean,
uncharacteristic.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's most of the time that's not going to happen. So it's hard for me to get too down about how the game went.
Of course, the guy's been awesome for you, you know, and he had this unbelievable ERA in World Series games. I think it was like 0.39. You know, whenever they flash stats like that up, I just say to myself, the law of average is going to catch up. Yeah, even if, sometimes the luck's not going to go your way, you know? Maybe that's what happened tonight. Yeah, he still
gave
you.
Yeah, he got
you
squeezed a little bit, and
the umpire's strike zone was pretty tight from what I saw. There were some pitches where both pitchers were looking in. Like, I remember Miller was looking in on a pitch that he thought he had a strike on. And I did notice the same thing with Lester and Kluber. The umpire, he had a tight strike zone. So, yeah, that is very true. As this game is about to finish, and, well, it's nice to see a team send a little message to Golden State and to Kevin Durant. 127-100 is the score. So the Warriors, in their opening night, get owned. Speaking of getting all the New York Knicks. What a slam dunk. Wow, you want to talk about a way to finish a game. Wow, I don't know who that was, but he basically took it to the house, right? And just –
Jonathan
like
Simmons, it says on ESPN?
This Jonathan Simmons, it was Jonathan Simmons, right? This Jonathan
That's
Simmons is a You know what? Jonathan Simmons, that's the guy who had the block, too. I don't know where they got him from, but you know what? He had a very good game. Very good game for him. Very impressive, to be honest. You know, this show, it's interesting. You got Kerr and Popovich talking, as you see. You could tell that it's an opening game and they're having a nice conversation. I don't know what the conversation is. It looks kind of interesting, though. And there's your favorite reporter, David Aldridge, interviewing Kawhi Leonard.
David West is on the Warriors now?
David West signed with them, yeah. He is a Warrior. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, it's a lot easier. You know, everybody just expects you to just go out and dominate. I just think it's a lot harder. By the way, Lester, he pitched into the sixth inning. He gave you a decent start. He gave up that home run to Perez. Perez was actually he's been kind of an unsung hero for the Indians. He's really good defensively. Excellent behind the plate. I've seen him make some tags and just calls a really good game. He did have a home run early in the playoffs. They're not really expecting him to two home runs. You know, sometimes you get unlikely guys who just do stuff, and he had two home runs tonight. The second one was a no-doubter off Rondon. That was just a no-doubter. The three-run bomb that basically put it out of reach off of Rondon. And that Francisco Lindor, I told you about him. He had three hits and certainly did what he had to do. Stole one base, and he was caught once on what was a really good throw by Ross, but also a great tag by Baez. I saw that. I was picking up myself a chicken roll at the pizza place over here, Delamonte.
Nice.
And as soon as I saw the throw and the tag, I was like, out. I knew he was out, you know. And for some reason, they kept showing the replay as if Baez didn't tag him. And so I'm on Twitter.
It looked like he might not have tagged him. So I think they were justified in showing that replay.
Oh, okay. I mean, now, did they challenge that or they didn't challenge it?
They didn't challenge it because the evidence probably wasn't good enough to overturn.
Wasn't good
it,
enough?
But
okay, because, I mean, to me, at least looking at it live, looking at the replays, I thought he definitely got his glove on him.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced? Okay. I'll have to look further. Because somebody on my Twitter.
I think whatever they had called, if they had called him safe,
he would have been safe.
The Cubs would have won a challenge. I guess I'll say that. I don't think it's definitive whether he got the tag on, but
right.
I don't think that it would have been overturned no matter what the call was.
All right. Well, you can follow me, Hard Hits Network, at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Flex, F-E-L-E-X, Felix, F-E-L-I-X, on the Twitter, at D-E-R-E-K, F-L-E-X, F-E-L-I-X. You can follow us and any one of our shows. If you're listening live, thank you for listening. If not, catch our archive. We will have a 15-minute overtime where we discuss more on the baseball. There's a game two tomorrow. This is an interesting dynamic, John, for you and for the Cubs and for the two teams, because there's supposed to be rain in the forecast, so they have moved up the game. I don't like when they do that, but the game two will start after 7 o'clock, actually. So it's going to start early. Now, I'm going to be at the Ranger game against the Boston Bruins, and it's one of those 8 o'clock starts. So you can imagine how disappointed I am that I'm not going to get to see any of this game. But I'm sure Justin's friend Michael gets like video coverage. He has a phone where he can get video of the feed. So we'll be able to catch some of the game on his video. So that's, at least we'll be able to follow it that way, you know, because MSG just doesn't show any games anymore because it's so corporate now. But you used to be able to watch football games there, everything else. Now you can't. So, But at least on the phone, I could follow up through the phone and through Michael's.
Well, maybe they figure that people coming to a hockey game want to watch the hockey game. I don't know.
Well, of course I'd want to. Of course, well, at least you know the game is 8 o'clock start, so that's true.
Yeah.
So I could sit in the car. I could listen to the beginning of the game. I could listen to the first couple innings in the car. I'm gonna drive in. I could do that. I can do that. Yanks super fan LeBron James says he's pulling for the Indians. Gee, what a shock there.
Can somebody just bandwagoning piece of shit?
Can somebody just I don't know what to say with him. Just get him out of here, please. He's totally out of control. The number is 424-675-8226. Here's a good question for you. Has Colin Kennedy recovered yet from this weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's true. He hasn't called in since he was super drunk.
Is he participating in the chat room?
No, Derek. As usual, the chat room died as soon as you left.
So you're saying that as soon as I left, everything just pittered out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I just gave you a response. A little response.
You just what?
I gave you a response.
You gave me a response to what?
To you telling me that it pittered out because of me. A little response for you on Facebook when you get the chance. Just a response. Oh, boy. So here it is. Kawhi Leonard and Aldridge combined for 61 points in this game. Kevin Durant had 27 in his debut, if you care. Now, tomorrow, it's Body by Jake. Jake.
Your favorite, your MVP.
Going up.
Who's pitching?
Who's pitching again for the Indians? Bauer? I think it's Bauer, right? He's going. Trevor Bauer is going in that game tomorrow. It sounds like a matchup that you should be happy with. The next two matchups are you got Arrieta, and then you got, when you come back home, Kyle Hendricks. So these are matchups that are pretty winnable for the. You know what? Here's what I'll say to you. Get game two. Even up the series. Get to Bauer early. Don't worry about that Indians bullpen. And then you got the next three at Wrigley. If you sweep, you win the series. If you take two out of three, you're in good shape. You're up 3-2. And you need to get 1 out of 2 in Cleveland. You're going to need to win one in Cleveland, at least. So, as you know, maybe two. So, that is the Derek Felix philosophy. Now,
philosophy. I like it.
The Knicks and Cavs were close in the first half, and then Kyrie Irving went off in the second half, and the Knicks got blown out. Another JPEG prediction that didn't come true. How sad. What on earth would make Jay Beck think that the Knicks were going to beat the Cavaliers on their ring night with their banner?
I keep telling
what
you,
on
Jay
earth?
Beck's an idiot. Jay Beck's an idiot.
Well, Jay Beck is an interesting person, is what I'll say. That's the only thing I'll say. He is very interesting. There is about a minute and change to go on a live portion of this program. Derek and John, with you, we will be doing a podcast. You catch us on the podcast for the overtime. By the way, 21 listens for that Cubs clincher. For that Cubs clincher, man. Pete, thank you for anybody that tuned in for that. People are fans of Drunken Colin and the celebration and the chaos. So, excellent. An excellent reaction from our fans. I didn't even know we had fans. you know. But maybe we'll have some prank callers, more pranks in the future. I know you're excited for that, aren't you?
I am.
Do you have any final words to say in the live portion before we hit the overtime segment?
Jay Beck is one crazy individual.
Okay. And I will agree with you on that. Jay Beck is one crazy individual. All right. The overtime segment, listen to our podcast if you are. Thank you. As we do our overtime segment here, it is Derek Felix and John Gianorio, East and West Coast. We have covered World Series, Game 1, Indians victory by the score of 6-0. Kyle Schwarber was taking batting practice. I'm watching video of Kyle Schwarber's batting practice right now. Very interesting to watch him swing the bat. Yes, I am, actually. Excellent stuff right here. Watching Kyle Schwarber swing the bat, he looks pretty good for a guy that looked like he would not be back. So, you have to feel good for him. Excellent for him that he's back and could be part of this World Series. There's Kyle Schwarber actually doing a little BP. Great stuff right there. Excellent stuff. There's going to be a lot of good stuff from that World Series, as you know. We did talk a little bit of NBA. It was all Cleveland in the second half as they raised their banner for the first time in 52 years in Cleveland as LeBron James becomes the first player since Jason Kidd to post a triple-double on opening night. And Kyrie Irving goes off in the second half as the Cavaliers roll to a victory. Well, to a pretty big victory over the New York Knickerbockers. Carmelo Anthony scored 19 points. Here's what you're going to like most, right? The debuts, right? In the debuts, how do you think Joakim Noah did in his debut for the Knicks?
I'm going to guess not good.
Joakim Noah, in 19 and a half minutes, took a total of one shot and did not score a point. But he did have rebounds, and he had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal, and was minus 1. So when Joakim Noah played, the Knicks were better defensively. When he didn't play, they weren't as good. My question is, why did Joakim Noah not play a lot? Was it because of the Cavs? Speedball? Now,
probably.
Here are some more. What did you microwave something? Microwaving stuff? What are you microwaving? Are you microwaving pizza again?
The midnight. No, I'm not microwaving pizza. I had Papa John's already.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Not
holy
today.
Cow! I shouldn't talk. I had a chicken roll tonight, and I had a Absolute Light. I'll not talk. I'm looking at the box score here. Porzingis had 3 pointers tonight, 16 points and 7 rebounds, 5 fouls all to minus 20. 19 points for Melo, 8 of 18 with 4 turnovers, 3 assists and 5 boards and 5 fouls. Derrick Rose was a little rusty from what I heard. He did wind up with 17 points, but he also had 4 turnovers. So the 4 turnovers was not good and only 1 assist, so that's not too good. 7 out of 17 for him in 29 and a half minutes, in case you were wondering. Oh, and the Knicks signed Courtney Lee, right, to be a factor. Courtney Lee had a great game tonight. 0 for 5 overall, 0 for 2 from 3, 0 points. So Joakim Noah and Courtney Lee, two-fifths of their starters, two guys they brought in, they combined for 0 points. How nice. An 0-for-6 shooting. Terrific. And Courtney Lee went pretty high in our draft last night. A guy to look out for, JPG, on the Knicks backup center is Willie Hernangómez. Hernangómez came off the bench and had 4 points, two field goals. He's a guy to look out for. Watch out for him. Brandy Jennings, by the way, came off the bench. He's the backup point guard, 7 points and five assists. You know, that's a, and that was a good signing right there. Justin Holiday in his debut also had 8 points and six rebounds. So, and Ron Baker, my guy from Wichita State, 5 points, including a three. The Knicks were a dreadful 9 for 27 from three tonight. That's just dreadful. And they only shot 36.8%. So these are not winning characteristics, okay? They really aren't. 17 assists, that's not bad as a team, but they turned it over 18 times. You're not going to win many games that way. The Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought Richard Jefferson retired. Apparently he did it. He scored 13 points. Yeah, RJ was a good factor for Cavs last year in that final against Golden State. LeBron. This is a LeBron game right here, JPG. 19 points, 14 assists, 11 rebounds, 9 out of 14 from the field. That's a LeBron game right there. You know, very efficient. Turned it over four times, but, I mean, 14 assists, 11 boards, yeah. Kevin Love had a good game. Kevin Love scored 23 points, 6 out of 15 from the field, 2 threes, 9 for 12 from the free throw line, and 12 rebounds. So a double-double for Kevin Love, 23 and 12 for Kevin Love. And Kyrie Irving, I think he did, what did he go? He could score 15 in the third quarter, I think. He went off in the third quarter. 29 for Kyrie Irving. I saw a couple of the highlights. He's pretty sick, JPG. He's one of the toughest players to defend one-on-one. 12 out of 22, 4-3.
Well, especially for someone as helpless as Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Most guys can stop him. We saw what he did to Stephen Curry last year, too. J.R. Smith, the former Knick, not a great shooting forwards. 8 points, though, and 2 threes. No points. Oh, here's a good column. Similar column to Joaquin Noah. Tristan Thompson, in a battle of setters, neither player scored a point. They only took 2 field goals, and they both grabbed 6 rebounds. There you go. Cleveland bench did a nice job. Fry with a couple of threes. Doug Levy with 4 points. 13 from Rich from RJ. Jordan McRae. Jordan McRae was the summer star that I watched. He had 2 points in his debut. So that's that. And Chris Anderson's actually on the Cavs too. So, and Amon Shumpert did not play too much, but had played 13 and a half minutes against his former team. Okay. And the Cavs outscored the Knicks 34-19 in the third quarter, 35-24 in the fourth quarter. And the Cavs won the game by 29, 117-88. Okay. Just look here at, you know, a little more of the Spurs game. There was another game too. So I'm going to go quickly here. Got a few minutes left here. Oh, by the way, here's the Reds line. I figure you want that. 27 points, 4 assists, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Good line. A solid line for KD in his debut. 11 out of 18, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. So he was good. Dre Green, who's part of my team again, 18 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals. You know, Dre Green is the best overall player on the Warriors because he plays defense and he can do pretty much anything. I like him as a player. I'm wondering, here's the problem when you sign Kevin Durant, JPJ. Okay, and I'm going to outline it for you, okay? Durant.
Okay.
27. Steph Curry, 26, and he missed 7 out of 10 from 3 with 4 turnovers.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson took 13 shots. He only scored 11 points. Klay Thompson is every bit as good as Durant. But now,
No.
I think he can be. But, and Thompson, by the way,
no, don't
defense,
say
but,
stuff like that. Don't say stuff
okay.
like that.
But Klay Thompson did not have a good game. So here's my question. You got Zaza Pachulia as your center. Iguodala didn't have a good game off the bench. Their bench did not do well at all in this game. Wow. I mean, so Levinson 2 points, West 2 points. They did not have a good game at all. By the way, Spurs, Jonathan Simmons, remember him? 20 off the bench by himself. He basically outscored the Warriors bench by himself. and was a huge factor. 20 points, that block I was talking about, that slam, three three-pointers. Ginobili, he had a nice game too. A couple of threes, looked sharp, 10 points. Patty Mills, hey, Patty Mills is a good player. He could start probably on some other rosters. 11 points, 5 assists, dropped 3 triples. Yeah, even David Lee, right? David Lee is a good fit on the Spurs because Popovich will play him. He gave them 11 minutes, 6 points, 6 boards. Damn, why David Lee doesn't play? Is it just the injuries? What happened to David Lee that he doesn't play at all? That would be my question.
David Lee was a good player.
He was an all-star.
But he was a guy. He was an all-star player, yeah. But he was a guy that, I mean, he's older now, and he just didn't have enough skills that he can still be effective.
He could still be, yeah, I guess you're probably right. Oh, by the way, Kawhi Leonard's light is awesome. 35 points, 15 out of 15 from the line. 10 of 21, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals. What doesn't this guy do? I mean, man, Aldridge had a good game too. 26, 14, and 3, 10 of 20. And he did hit one of those tough fadeaway shots where a guy was right on him, draped. Parker, 9 points, 4 assists. He's my backup point guard on my fantasy roster. Gasol did not do much of anything. Didn't really play much. Popovich, he plays everybody. I like that. The fact that he plays everybody, he could keep his guys fresh, and that's great. And a game that I think these are two teams that I think are going to be good. I think they both can be playoff teams this year. Utah loses to the Portland Blazers, 113-104. The Blazers will definitely be a playoff team with that backcourt. Lillard and McCollum are probably one of the best backcourts in the land. You got and Evan Turner too. Utah has an up and coming roster. The Blazers won this game in the fourth quarter. The Jazz came back in the third quarter, outscored them by 14. The Blazers come back and outscored them 36-21 in the fourth quarter, and they win the game. Joel Johnson had a great debut for Utah. 29 points for Joel Johnson on 12 of 16. Gobert had a good game. Rudy Gobert at the center, 12 points, 14 rebounds. Rudy Gobert and 2 blocks. George Hill was one of the new guards on Utah, former Pacer, 19 and 6. Rodney Hood had a big game, 26 points for Rodney Hood, third-year player. Diaw also plays for the Nail. Trey Lyles, the backup center, 5 points, 2 and 2. Not much off the bench. Dante Exum did not play much in this game either. Derek Favors was the game tied decision, did not play. Damian Lillard, JPG, I think he will be in the MVP conversation this year. I got him ninth overall in the first round, man. 39 points, JPG. 13 for 20, 4 for 6 from 3, 9 of 9, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Damian Lillard is terrific, and McCollum could shoot from anywhere. The two guys combined for 64 points and 6 three-pointers. Alan Crabb off the bench, 4 three-pointers, 18, 11 points for Noah Vonleh Davis with a solid game. This is a good team. Harkless did not do much of anything in this game. This is a good team, though. Keep an eye on the Blazers, all right? That's what I'll tell you. There's a lot of NBA games coming up on Wednesday. Can't really highlight anything. Brooklyn is at Boston. Brooklyn Nets are a young team. Miami's at Orlando. Let's see, what are the late games? Oklahoma City with Westchuk going to Philadelphia. And you got Sacramento at Phoenix. Houston, the Rockets with D'Antoni at Los Angeles. That's going to do it for this show. Any final thoughts there, sir?
No, it was a good show. Hopefully the game tomorrow goes a little bit better. And yeah,
that's for hope. Well, go Cubs, go. Hopefully they'll get a good performance from Arrieta. And anybody that listens to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you all tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.